RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Well, this is about to expire, Adam. Adam Klug, our boss, has joined us, and he was also doing a wallet autopsy and and pulled out a
forensic analysis.
Yeah, forensic analysis of a card that you can use. You buy it to support, like, your daughter's softball team, right?
Correct.
$15 is what it cost you. But you get a free sandwich. And there's this. I literally just tried to open it with my fingers. It's a card. Like, I tried to do it.
It's not
like it's
digital.
On my phone. It's not digital. I can't read it. It's the tiniest print ever. Free sandwich at Mickey D's. Free small coffee at Wendy's. Dollar off Jersey Mike's. 50% off of fries at the kebab shop.
But I brought it out to say there's no. You would feel embarrassed using
this. Oh, I would never use this. I would spend. I'd spend the $15 to support the program, but I would just throw the card away.
Now, do you get all of those things? Do you get them just once? Do they, like, tick them off once?
No,
I can come in here anytime I want. I don't want to get dirty looks.
Anytime, yeah. Anytime he wants to use it, he can. But back to
I think there's a limit of, like, once per day.
Oh, is it once per day? I would hope so. Can I get two more free tacos, please? Jack in the Box just sit there all day. Adam Klug, our boss, joins us. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Now, you've been in the radio business a long time. Back at ESPN, back at the mothership, the whole thing. You've been around the block a time or two in the radio biz.
That's
and
correct.
As you know, radio is famous for its trade. They have trade. They'll trade.
Not so much at the networks, by the way.
At the networks,
at National, when I was at CBS and ESPN.
Yeah.
More of a local thing.
But more of a local thing, like, hey, you give us some trade to your restaurant, we'll give you some mentions. I can't do that. I would get arrested by the Plugola police. Like, if I came in and said, hey, guys, I negotiated a deal at the Italian restaurant down the street, all we have to do is shout out, you know, Geno's, and they're going to give us all the pizza we want. So I can't do it. For some reason, management can. They can go in and negotiate those deals.
Right. I'm not going to say where our Odyssey holiday party is or when it is, but if you've been listening to ads on our station, you could probably guess.
You could probably guess
where it is.
And we're going to have it.
And isn't that funny? The manager can go in and negotiate these deals, but the talent can't go in and do that. It's very odd. So over the years, though, you and your missus, how much trade have you used? And you don't feel bad at all about busting out a gift certificate, do you?
Why would I feel bad?
I don't know. Not embarrassed?
It's to be used. That's the purpose of it.
No. But how much round table have you and your family eaten in the last 2 years?
Outside of what's hurt here?
Yeah.
Zero.
We only get the round table during the round tables.
Yeah, but we
There's
don't need
no
it
bonus
all.
Round tables.
No. Well, okay.
We don't trade round table.
You take some home, right?
If there's some left over, I might take some home. But not every week. Not every week. Let the sales staff, the vultures, go get it first, right?
Yeah, good luck getting it. Good luck getting it.
I will say, to answer your question directly, way less than you guys think. I know you like to make fun of me, but 10 meals maybe? 5-10 meals over the last 20 years?
I don't believe you.
Adam and I share a lot of traits.
Lots of
and
traits.
And I will
it's like working with my two dads.
I will use a gift card, but I will feel at least a little bit
shame.
Of a shame and hesitancy about breaking it out. It's like, all right, just get this done, get this. But I also feel satisfied that I got my use out of it and got my value for it.
Are you talking gift cards or are you talking about the loyalty cards that you're talking about, the Chinese
Both,
thing?
But I think the loyalty cards,
there's
I think
no reason to feel bad about a gift card.
I don't think there's any reason to feel bad about a loyalty card.
You just said you feel bad.
No, gift cards, like at a restaurant. Like
a nice restaurant.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of them thinking, oh, well, he couldn't afford it here otherwise if he didn't
have a
gift card.
That's why he's here tonight, because
someone gave him a gift card. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here without it.
My view is, I don't care. I'm never going to see this person again for the rest of my life.
You love that bit. You love the, I'm never going to see this person again.
It's the truth.
You have no shame in the moment.
You've known me for a while now. Do you think I have shame in the moment?
I know. Yeah.
All right. I'm the one who goes to Vegas for free, right?
Yeah, that's right. Sits through the timeshare seminar and
just wears it.
Not going to see those people again. Just enjoy your vacation.
I wish I had more of that in me, man. I wish I do. I wish I had more of it in me. I care too much about what people think. And yeah, that's a good call. I do get one for Lose every Christmas. Lose Records, and I go. Oh, I burn through that.
Interesting
one.
To hear you say that you care what other people say, because I kind of view you as someone who doesn't care what other people
say.
Oh, no.
Do you know me at all? Have you ever met him?
Do you know me at all?
In certain arenas.
Me and Ben beg to differ.
It's my fatal flaw. The art of not giving an F is not one that I've mastered. So I'm working on it.
Fair enough.
I'm better now than I used to be. I'll tell you that.
Adam's here, so I better do my job, and that is announce our biggest fan of the morning. Gives you a chance to win a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game, unless you feel like you're too embarrassed to use the free prize next season.
Don't cash in the suite.
With 20 tickets and, you know, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, but you might feel a little uncomfortable about it still.
I bet you won't.
If I call your name, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973, and today's biggest fan is Alyssa Joe. From San Diego, Alyssa Joe, you are on the clock, 833-288-0973. Call in now, qualify for our grand prize drawing, and get your name in if you haven't yet. Still a few more days to call names out at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Rattle report?
Yes.
Let's do it.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rattle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindel Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah?
All right.
All right.
Last Rindel Report for the year?
Yeah. Last one.
Make it a banger.
Last one.
Well, make it a banger.
We got the NBA Cup to talk about.
We're dying to know who won.
All right. After 3 hours and 5 minutes of anticipation, the 2025 NBA Cup champions are... the New York Knicks.
Yeah, congratulations.
Spike is losing his mind right now. Congratulations to the New York Knicks.
Actually, I saw a funny video this morning. Said New York Knicks win the NBA Cup, and the scene outside of Madison Square Garden is crazy. And it was as dead as can be. There was just a guy walking his dog.
Because they're playing in Vegas.
They were in Vegas.
I saw some AI headline that said, Knicks finally win championship after 51 years.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I actually did do a little bit of... kind of digging into the NBA Cup. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. It didn't make any sense to any of us. So I texted a buddy who's much more of an NBA fan. He's also a Knicks fan. So he was a little bit not happy with me when I said, after they won, I go, hey, this is stupid, right? Essentially. And he goes, oh, they've been doing this for like 3 years, and then the Knicks win, and now you're like, hey, what is this stupid NBA Cup? I'm like, I understand it looks bad. I go, like, because I saw... The Athletic posted, the Knicks win their first trophy since 1973.
Yep.
And I screenshot, I sent it to him, and I go, this sounds stupid to me. I know it's new, the NBA Cup, but I go, this sounds dumb. I was like, is this really how you feel as a Knicks fan? Like, we finally got our first trophy in 50 years. He goes, not even a little bit. No. But, he goes, I do think it's good for the players. They like it. They all seem to be in on it.
Yep.
They get a $500,000 bonus for winning, which... you know, for some of those rookies on the team that are making like $1 million. I mean, take what you make in a year, you listening, cut it in half, and then ask yourself, would you try a little bit harder for that kind of a bonus? I think we all would.
Yeah.
So no doubt. I was like, okay, I don't know enough. I don't follow professional soccer much at all, but he was telling me, he goes, it's a lot like European soccer. They do these early season tournaments, and they, you know, guys will play on different teams and stuff. And I go, okay. that's making a little bit more sense. I think in college basketball, the NIL tournament in Vegas every year now, that's $1 million prize for your team. I go, I think that's something to look forward to and even appreciate your team winning. Whereas, like, if San Diego State's in the Maui Invitational in November, I want them to win those games, but I don't care if they better not have a banner that says Maui Invitational Champions. Yeah. I think my buddy ended up kind of putting it pretty simple to me, and it made a little bit more sense with the NBA Cup. He goes, they're trying to build something. It's going to look stupid for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And maybe in 10 years, it is worth something, and nobody even thinks about it anymore. But right now, it's still kind of weird.
Yeah, the early stages. Did you see, though, after the game, sad, Victor Wembanyama came to the podium to answer questions, and he got his first question, and he immediately kind of started breaking up and said, I lost someone important to me, and kind of walked off. And found out later that his grandmother had passed away in France. And he played the game anyway, but obviously with a very heavy heart and was upset about it. And that was tough that happened.
Why would he have a heavy heart? People die every day. Well, isn't that your opinion?
He didn't see a butterfly. Why would he be upset? Inside T-Mobile
Arena. He had so
much
time with her. Why would he even be mad?
Maybe if he had seen a butterfly, things would have been better for him.
Isn't that your take?
It's not my take. That wasn't my take. You weren't listening to my take.
Can you grief-splain to him?
I could.
The best way? You still need to
get
do
him
your
on,
interview.
Paul.
I will book Victor
Wembanyama. We'll talk about losing his grandma and why he shouldn't be that upset.
Yeah. It's no
she's
big
always
deal.
Going to be with him.
And she's old. She was older, right? So that's what happens. The circle of life.
All right. We will move on. Over to Major League Baseball, actually. I'm going to switch it up. We haven't gotten to this one yesterday.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Never seen anyone drop a microphone on a stand before.
It's possible. We haven't talked about this yet today. When did the Padres become everybody's punching bag? I understand Ken Rosenthal has his agenda. This is something I would have expected the Dodgers to do because, well, they did it last year. The Atlanta Braves, who signed Ha-Seong Kim to a one-year $20 million deal,
yep.
They announced very shortly after that as he comes back, they're going to bring back a bobblehead night.
That was really fast.
Extremely
like, fast.
You just signed a guy to a one-year contract, and you're like, hey, by the way, his bobblehead night is on
June. They already had
June.
Like the mock-up already for
They had the graphic and everything. Ha-Seong Kim bobblehead night, July 21st. At Truist Park against the San Diego Padres. Is that a smart... Are they trying to be smarmy? Are they trying to, like, twist a knife or something?
It's a little trolly.
Is it trolly?
Yeah.
Or is it just because it's like, hey, that's his former team, and maybe there's going to be some Padres fans that make it out to Atlanta?
I think there's a marketing strategy in that there's going to be a lot of talk about him around that series. He's going up against his former team, so let's amp that up by also making it his bobblehead game without... It necessarily being some sort of direct shot or troll at the Padres. Just let's give a nice focus to Ha-Seong Kim in this game and this series in particular.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure
it's smart. It's smart marketing.
The first decision is always, what game do we need to give away to bring in more fans?
Right.
We talked about this with the Padres. They used to do their giveaways on Saturdays. They haven't needed to do a Saturday giveaway in years, so now the bobbleheads are on Mondays and Tuesdays because that's the day where you want to juice up the attendance and get a little bit of help. So when did the Braves need some help? Well, they pick a date, and it worked out that the Padres were in town. That would be my suspicion.
Yeah, I go the other way, that they're being petty.
Yeah, I definitely felt that last year. The Dodgers signed Blake Snell and had a Blake Snell bobblehead day when the Padres were in town. They also had the same weekend as they did a championship ring, replica ring.
And they used Ben Higgins' voice in the kickoff to the season. So you literally helped propel them. Your voice helped propel them to a World Series
championship.
Braves
and Dodgers are different stories.
They are.
Dodgers are trolling.
But they have a lot of Padres connections over there.
Yeah. All right. And we'll move on. We'll wrap it up with...
Just another reason to hate the Braves, by the way.
True.
Okay?
And anybody that's a Braves fan, to be honest. I'm kidding, Adam. Kidding.
Hey.
He's pretty much like Woods. He's given up his former team.
I don't think he has.
I don't think he has at all. He went to the World Series like 3 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a secondary team.
Mm-mm. What, because they had a bad year? Now he's not a fan anymore? No, but he's still.
I think he's still deep.
I think he'd rather see the Padres win than the Braves win.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
No?
They just won.
Huh.
I don't know. I think you've
got to bring him back.
All right. We will wrap it up with this is bonkers. Sad and weird and awful story, but it's one of those that I had to read it, and now you guys are going to have to hear it. There's a story out of San Jose where family lost their son. He was a little bit older, but, you know, he wasn't a child, but they lost their son, and the father, They went to a mortuary in South Bay in San Jose. They paid $10,000 for the full-service memorial tribute package for their son. Embalming, dressing, casketing, transportation, funeral service, like everything. They wanted to change his clothes that he was wearing for when he was going to be... This was all going to get taken, laid to rest. Yes, thank you. They wanted to change clothes, maybe put a suit on him. So the dad went to the mortuary to pick up the clothing.
Rain Dogs is the works.
I think it's a car wash.
Yeah, the premium, extreme. The extreme.
So the silver or the gold.
The extreme package. Give us the extreme one.
Funeral home calls and says, hey, your son's belongings are here. The change of clothes, we'd like you to come pick them up. He says, okay, thank you very much. He meets the funeral director. He picks up the clothing. He says here in the suit.
Don't. Oh, no. He's gone. The comment, I knew it was going to get him. You see it in the chat? Yes. Mike's way, as Cole says. He is done.
Oh, you got me. First time a YouTube comment ever did.
Mike's way.
Mike's way. That's the comment. So far today, just to recap, he has crapped on Cody Ponce losing his mom because a butterfly flew by.
This is a story about a dead son.
And a dead kid.
Yeah.
You can continue.
The father shows up at the funeral home. He's handed a red bag, which indicates there's some biohazardous material, the clothes that were on their son's body.
Sorry, I'm not quite done.
Oh my god.
This is maybe the number one of all time. Paulie said, handed him a bag of clothes and he lost it again.
His dead son's clothing, Ben.
Dead child. Okay. Oh, man. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Takes the bag home. Says here in this lawsuit that he drove directly home, opened up the washing machine, and dumped the contents of the bag, the clothing, into the washing machine. He discovered the bag had no clothing in it. In fact, it contained human brain matter.
Oh my god!
What?
Yeah, that's not where you thought this story was going, was it? They didn't hand him somebody else's clothes. They didn't hand. They gave him a bag of brain, Who's? Human brain matter, his sons.
It was his sons.
The what? Father had to scoop it out of the laundry, the washing machine, put it back in the bag, and drive it back to their house or to the funeral home. He this said the manager at all. The manager never offered an explanation, never even apologized, never said what could have happened here into where this mix-up happened. And so he is now suing the funeral home.
The guy's lucky he didn't get his ass handed to him when I walked in the door, man. Can't believe you were laughing at that.
I'm not.
You're a monster.
Absolutely. That was definitely not Mike's way.
Paulie, I hated every second of that story, except for...
Ben loved it.
He loved it. He thought that was his favorite story of the year. All right. Man.
Well, there's really nothing we can do except...
He's coming up!
Get you a football what? Threesome next.
Yeah, for sure.
Time out. Check traffic. I'll try to recover. And we'll be back with more. Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Of course. We talk about 7 Mile Casino. It is our place to play cards. It's funny. It's not funny. I mean, it's a great place to play cards. Down at 7 Mile Casino in Chula Vista Woods, right off the 5 freeway.
Yes. It's a card player's dream. California style blackjack. Right.
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. Baccarat. All of it.
Great dining at Sammy's. Maybe you are in a good mood when you're at 7 Mile.
All right,
so
I'm done.
Might be some laughing.
Please don't be done.
Patio's fantastic. You know the view? You can see San Diego Bay, Coronado.
Stunning.
Silver Strand. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Bring your relatives. Bring your friends when they're into town. Show them a good time. Take them to brunch this weekend.
Yeah.
Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
They'll make it any way you like it at 7 Mile Casino. Great food. Yeah. They've got all the card games that you'd like. Play. Yeah, if your son's of age, you can bring him along with you. Play some cards.
7 Mile Casino.
Just seven minutes from downtown.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Okay, I think I've recovered.
That was the way. That's how you go out, man. That's
Cole,
how you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Cole, you have broken Ben, and that was. that's how you finish the Rindle Report for the year, Paulie.
That was a good one.
I did not know it was going in that direction, but
that was my favorite part. Was just knowing the story.
Yeah, we didn't know.
We couldn't get through it. And I go, you guys have no idea where this story is going.
And he was just, I think you're sleep deprived. I do.
A little bit. It was a long day yesterday.
Yeah, I get it.
Joe Buck would be crying about that day yesterday.
Oh, you mean Hall of Famer Joe Buck?
Yeah. He could not have made it through. All right. We've got Dallas McLaughlin's going to join us in studio for our last segment. So let's get right to our football threesome so we can have plenty of time for Dallas.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
No, not that kind of threesome.
Talk dirty to me.
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world, and going all the way in this game of inches.
2 inches short, maybe less. That's the story of my life.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place, on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
course, our threesome. Look at, well, usually tonight's game. It'll be tomorrow's game, Thursday night football. And then the most intriguing matchup of the weekend and our best bets against the spread. And for once, a phenomenal Thursday night game this week. Almost too good to be true. You've got the Los Angeles Rams visiting the Seattle Seahawks. Battle for first place and the number one seed right now in the NFC up at Lumen Field tomorrow. The Seahawks favored by 1.5 points. I saw metrically, I don't get into the football metrics as much as we do the baseball, but the DVOA, which is like the team war for football, and some of their metrics for both of these teams off the charts.
Really?
Like the statistical guys will say, yeah, the Rams and the Seahawks are your best teams in football this year.
It's hard for me to pick that game. I mean, obviously it's a great matchup, but without a real dog in the fight, as long as Phillip Rivers is starting at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, that's going to be the most intriguing matchup of the week for me every single week. And it's no exception. It's Monday night against the Niners at home.
It was the first non-primetime game in years that I watched not on Red Zone. Like, went to CBS to watch the actual game.
I'm right there with you. I haven't had a Sunday to myself and to be able to watch football with all the baseball and everything we've been doing. So I was like, babe, I'm going to sit and watch this whole football game, and I did. It was great.
I think every primetime game, and there are four of them this week, there's Thursday night, Rams-Seahawks. Saturday night at 5:20 is Packers-Bears, the rematch.
Amazing.
This time at Soldier Field, just like 2 weeks after they played.
Yep.
Then Sunday night football is Patriots-Ravens, which must-win game for the Ravens as they're a game behind the Steelers. New England trying to bounce back from the loss that they just suffered to the Buffalo Bills. And then, as you mentioned, 49ers, Phillip Rivers, Indianapolis on Monday. That's four games, 5 days, all primetime. Really banger matchups for the NFL here in week 16 now of the season. Any best bet, guys, for this weekend?
I don't think I've hit one in weeks. Give me Buffalo against Cleveland -10. I'll take Buffalo to win by more than 10.
A little momentum with Josh Allen going forward. It's not a bad call.
It's a lot of points, but
a couple of pick 'em games in there, including Thursday night football.
That's a straight up pick 'em.
That's a pick 'em.
I got Seattle -1.5.
I've got pick 'em. I got a pick 'em for the Bears-Packers as well.
On Saturday,
there's a doubleheader. Eagles-Commanders, and then Packers-Bears would just play.
Who do you like?
I mean, give me Phil to keep it close. This game's Phillip Rivers.
Oh, I thought you meant Phil, like Philadelphia.
No, give me Phillip Rivers.
Like, we're going to be doing this
six,
now?
6-point underdogs.
Phil.
On their home field. They kept it within.
You're taking
Phillip Rivers.
Well, I mean,
if they can keep it close on the road at Seattle, why wouldn't they be able to keep it close at home against San Francisco?
Okay,
with another week of practice, getting comfortable with all your receivers and everything, and physically, he seemed to come out of the game just fine. Why wouldn't he be a little bit better this week? I guess getting those 6 points seems like it's doable. So I'll go Indianapolis +6 at home against San Francisco.
All right.
Vegas seems to think that the Patriots might be slipping just a little bit, or the Ravens are getting better. I was surprised to see the Ravens are favored -3 against the Patriots this weekend. That's the Sunday night game. I was also, what am I missing here? Why are the Cowboys favored over the Chargers?
They're favored?
Cowboys -2.
I mean, okay.
Hosting the Chargers.
In Dallas, the morning games are always tough on the West Coast teams on Sunday when it's the 10 a.m. start, but that does seem a little... Dak Prescott's played really well. Their offense is good. The question is, can they stop... Well, Justin Herbert also has half of one hand on his left side,
which is
a problem as well, but they won last week against the Chiefs despite it, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, that seems like it should be the Chargers' favorite slightly in that game. But not...
Make your picks.
I'm going against Ben. No. I'm taking the 49ers.
All right, okay, against Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Threesome's over.
All right, I got bad news. Dallas McLaughlin's here, but I may be laughed out
already.
I don't think that's bad news.
That's
good news.
I don't know that I have any laughing left in me if he's going to try to be funny. But we'll see.
Just talk about dead kids.
Yeah.
And you'll get him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I left my red bag in the car.
Yeah, you talk about dead children,
we'll come
that
back.
That'll get him every time.
Wrap things up next on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
Quickly, first, gang, let me tell you about Ecowater. I just went into the kitchen and filled up with the eco water system that we have here at work. Got one at the house too, and just still very much in love with eco water. It's been a great relationship for me and my family. They'll take good care of you too. They've been doing this for 100 years. 1925 they started. They patented the first self-regenerating water softener, and still leading the way. You know, for us it was about, we wanted like better water in our home. We wanted better tasting water, better water for our children, our pets. No more hard water. I remember vividly when we moved in, all of the green gunk on all of the shower heads. We don't have that anymore. We've replaced them, and now we don't have it because we've got soft water with the Eco Water system. So you too can try the Soft Life and alkaline water now, just $9.95 a month. Their number is 760-350-3338. You can also go to EcoWaterSoCal.com, but when you do, call again, 760-350-3338 or EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you, please. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keep it in soft since 1925. EcoWater, your water should be perfect.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California. Going to wrap things up. Got a special guest in studio that is coming up right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Woods tells me there was another two-year, $22 million deal in baseball. The
yes.
The Mets getting Luke Weaver.
Yes, the Luke Weaver off the board, crosstown to the... Did he get traded at the deadline, or was he still a Yankee?
I think he was still a Yankee.
222. Again, the boilerplate template for any and all reliever is 2 years, $22 million.
Does that lessen their need to trade with the Padres for a reliever? Possibly a little bit. We'll see if that has any impact on ongoing discussions, but that's a topic for another day because we got a special guest in studio on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. The good people today, Dallas McLaughlin. Hi, Dallas.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, buddy. How's
it going? I don't think it's fair that you all have ring lights and I don't.
Oh, you can
Everybody
have
I turned mine light. Off. You all look fancy and nice, and then I'm just in the dark over here.
I turn mine off because the sun blares through.
So oh, I get it. Okay. No, you don't have to turn it around. Now I feel like it's patronizing.
Paulie
now
is
like
used to diva it. Behavior.
Okay, yeah, he is.
Well, respond to
oh,
it
you look fantastic. I look so much better now.
So much better.
I got a soft amber. That's really where I'm best, in a soft amber.
Oh, yeah, you do look way better.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, thanks, guys. Also, I just want to let you know that I also go Mike's way. For most things I do.
How do you like your dead children?
Yeah, Mike's way.
Mike's way.
Yeah, yeah.
The works.
When my mom died, I was at the funeral home. My mom died of sudden. You did laugh for an uncomfortable amount of time.
I do that sometimes. It's called Breaking Ben.
No, but yeah.
That was about once or twice a year at most.
The guy at the funeral home was like, hey, you know, your mom's died. How do you want everything? And I was like, do you do Mike's wedding? And he said, no.
We have the peaceful meadow package, the rainbow package, or...
Mike's way. Here's the worst part. Yeah. Anytime somebody dies, immediately somebody's going to think,
yeah.
Oh, no. Remember when Ben said Mike's way? Here's the thing.
It's not the worst part. It's the best part. If that's what you want. You want a moment of levity when you have to look at a funeral director and him going, well, for $10,000, we can shoot him into space. And you're like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's great. I love it. It makes no sense, too, that they get. I couldn't catch the end of your segment because I was walking across the parking lot. But did they figure out why they gave him the brains in the bag?
They didn't.
They wouldn't tell him.
They wouldn't tell him.
They didn't apologize. They didn't explain, like, oh my God, we are so sorry. Yeah. Like, normally we get stuff from this office, you know, nothing. Like, they just, he's suing them. They're like, I don't know if they're being quiet because they don't want to.
I just didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. You take the brains.
The embalming process requires the removal of internal organs.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they do have to then dispose of them.
But you would think that you would have it marked clothes.
Yeah,
brain.
There's a logistics issue somewhere in there.
Yeah, and also, wouldn't the bags be a little bit different?
I would think.
Right? There's not like yes. The clothes bag is a little bigger than a brain bag.
It looks just like the dark clothes bag.
I worked at Jersey Mike's a long time. Those bags are different. They're different sizes.
The bag that he received, it was like biohazard labels.
They just gave him the wrong bag. It was in the right bag. They gave him the wrong bag.
Yeah, I think it was in, like, they would have given him the clothes in that same bag.
But you could, like, in theory, what if, like, there was some kind of chemical on the clothes?
I understand that.
I got an idea. Clear bags for everyone. Clear. Biohazard or not, just clear bags.
Yeah.
And you can alleviate.
Oh, so you have Kaiser, too.
Yeah. See the Petco Park bag policy.
Yes, yes. No bigger than 6 inches. Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
that was amazing, man. That was fun.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
You too.
It's been a while. Dallas is a comedian. He's a Padres fan. Hosts a Padres podcast. So kind of touching all worlds here. But what do you have going on?
Yeah, man. This Thursday, tomorrow night, I do a Christmas show every year, and I'm very excited. Tomorrow night, I'm going to do a Christmas show at the American Comedy Company, downtown San Diego. You can go to AmericanComedyCo.com for details and all that. But I got to put the show together myself, and so what I wanted to do was just put together a bunch of comics that were great.
Yeah,
I am just there. I'm probably the least funny person on the show.
That's which is good. That's what you want.
That's what you want. You want to be booed. And so I have Ben looking at me confused. So I got my friend James Schrader's on the show. There it is. Yeah, that's basically what I hear in my head before I go to sleep every night. My friend James Schrader, the Dr. Squatch guy. A lot of people know him as the Dr. Squatch guy. He's on the show. A guy named Armando Torres, who does a bunch of stuff for Rooster Teeth when they were still around, put him on the show. And Shar Rampton, who's like one of the funniest comics in San Diego right now. She'll be on the show, too. And then me. And then there's me. And so I'm just going to be hanging out. I don't know if I'm going to do a set. I don't know if I'm going to host yet. I have no idea.
I've seen you do both, and you're really good at both. So
I appreciate that.
You could actually do both. You could host, and then bring yourself up and do a set.
That's what I'll do. Is I'll get on stage and I'll welcome myself, and then I'll get off stage and then come back on stage.
Thank you.
Woods has told the story a couple of times about the existential terror and rush of getting on the stage and trying to do a comedy set.
I was there for it.
I was there for the first one
at Winston's, right?
It was the most nerve-wracked I've ever been in my entire life. 5 minutes, man.
My question to you, though, I assume if you do it often enough, as you have, you will have to deal with hecklers at some point. How do you deal with hecklers?
Well, you know, I usually just kick them out personally. I'll pick them up. I'm a big person. Clips. I mean, we were just talking about YouTube.
Yeah.
Clips is like, that's the game now, right? Instagram, TikTok, everybody has to, all comics. You're putting, and I have to do it now too. Just constant clips. But this started because of crowd work. And I know you guys probably heard of like Matt Rife and people like that.
Yep.
That's how Clips got started, was like, oh, I'm going to put this up and show this crowd work bit I did. And stuff, which crowd work is fun. A lot of comics will rail against it. It's part of the game.
Yeah, the good ones. Yeah.
You got to know how to do it because you're going to do jokes. There's going to be hecklers. But now that's like turned into a sport. So nowadays, man, you show up to a club, it's almost like everyone, because they've seen those clips, they want it.
They want it.
The interaction. So you just have to figure it out like real quick. And for me, I spent like 3 years only doing crowd work because I just wanted to get really good at it. And also I was in bands for a long time.
So meaning you would have a 10-minute set at Winston's or something, and yeah, you knew it was Friday night and your slot is 7:10, and you would prepare nothing.
Not a joke. Not one joke. Yeah.
You just look out into the audience.
I would just walk up on stage.
Things that look quirky and you'd react.
I would just start. Yeah. And the goal was to dig a hole big enough to try to climb out of it. And if I didn't climb out of it, that's on me.
All right, well, crowd work the three of us right now.
No, don't.
You don't want that. No, it was fun, man. I used to do the Comedy Palace a lot, and the owners would always laugh because I'd get off stage and they'd be like, you didn't tell one joke.
Yeah, not one joke.
And I'm like, yeah, that was the whole point. The whole point was to not, because sometimes also you get to a show and there's like 20 people there. And you're like, I'm not going to waste material. I'm not going to go up there and do material and have them stare at me and then feel bad about my life for the rest of the day because my jokes didn't work on the 20 people who are tired. So you just want to do crowd work. You just want to. I've done shows where I've literally just got off the stage and gone table to table and just talked to the tables because I didn't know. I'm like, we should just have a fun night. Yeah, just have a little. It's like, do you guys know Craig Robinson?
We've had him on.
He's one of the best live comics, and he's best live because he, like, every show you go to, it's a party. Like, you just go, he plays his keyboard, he'll do songs.
Yeah.
He just has a party. And like, that's how, when I think of crowd work and hecklers, I'm like, it's very rare that a heckler will come after me.
Like, meanly.
Meanly.
Yeah.
And if they do, I don't have a filter. I will I will ruin their night.
Why are you even at the show if you're just there to try to be mean to the comedian on stage?
He's putting himself
out there. You know that's not easy to do.
Who makes a burner account to go to a YouTube feed of a show they don't like and talk trash? I mean, people live for it. I'll tell Nick McCandis not to do that. People love to do that. I knew it was him.
No, man. I did a show one time at the Whistle Stop years ago. With me and this guy named Morgan Jay, and the guy, there's a guy in the front with his girlfriend. Like, they're in the front row with his girlfriend. And I was trying a bit. Admittedly, the bit, I won't repeat it. It was a bad, stupid bit. And I thought it'd be funny. It wasn't funny. But the guy in the front was just sitting there, arms crossed. I already had been doing like 10 minutes. Arms crossed, pissed off, so mad at me. Just looking at me, so mad at me. And I'm like, and I stopped the whole show and I was like, what are you upset about? And he's like, you're not funny. And I'm like, I'm not funny, huh? And so he was sitting with his girlfriend, they were holding hands, and I like laid into the guy uncomfortably for probably another 10 minutes, like just ruining everything about his look, who he is, making up stuff about him. The crowd was sold out show. People were all booing him, going after him. It was gnarly. And at the end of the night, his girlfriend walked away and left him.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, see, there you go. There you go. Do not sit in the front row and act all sad and mad. Dude, go to the back. If you're going to be mad, go to the back.
Jeff Garland, my wife was pregnant at the time, and Jeff Garland was in town. And I had him. I was doing fill-in across the street, and I actually got lucky enough to have him on the morning show I was filling in for. So he came in. I got to meet Jeff Garland, who is incredible.
Yeah.
And he's like, come to the show tonight. Put me on the list, the whole bit. We go, front row. He spent 20 minutes making fun of me and how hot my wife was and how ugly and fat I am.
Yeah.
And I was like this. I was a gore. Yeah. I was drinking it in. That's, I thought, so it was the coolest thing ever. There's another guy named Ari Spears. You see this guy? I'd never seen anybody so good with crowd work.
Yeah.
I mean, I lay in bed at night and the bed is shaking because I'm laughing. So I just scroll and I watch him over and over. He's really, really
Jeff
funny.
I opened for Jeff Garland a few times. And great, that's another guy who would just go up, no plan.
No plan.
He actually, when the last time I worked with him, he just had the club set up chairs on the stage. That's because he just wanted to invite people from the audience to come sit on stage and like interview him. And it always worked. You do an hour and it just worked the entire time.
An hour. Can you imagine? We've talked for many years about doing a Ben and Woods comedy show. Paulie will open. I'll go in the middle. And we have the closer here, Ben Higgins, who's never done stand-up.
I'll just end up talking about the Padres.
Can you imagine? 20 minutes.
I would pay to go to the Ben and Woods show. That's Woods' dream and my nightmare. It's my dream. And when I say I pay, I say that out loud on the radio, but I'll ask you guys to get on the
Would you host? Would you host for us?
Of course I would host.
Dude, I did a show one time.
It's on my bucket list to do like a set.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy. Just with friends.
5-10 minutes. Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying to think about.
It's the worst experience and the best experience of your life.
You either get on stage and it's like a drug, and it's either you had the worst experience on that high or you had the best experience and you need it again. And there is no in between.
The walk to the stage is, I've done a lot of stuff in my life. I've done a lot of cool stuff. I've done a lot of stuff I'm very happy about. That walk to the stage. I had to do a charity thing. It was sold out at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, and I had to walk from the back to the front. Ugh. And I could, my hands were
jello
shaking.
Legs.
Shaking. Got off stage though, got some laughs, had some friends in the audience that were laughing. They were just happy to see me up there. And I walked up, I was like, that's better than any drug on the planet.
Oh my God.
I mean, and the bad part is when you're done with that, I totally get why a lot of comedians have issues. Because all I wanted to do was just get hammered. Hey, I was like, I just wanted a pound drink, so I had a show to do at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I couldn't.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between me and I'd still get hammered. But I mean, it is. Like, you get off stage, and I mean, most of the comics that do it for a long time, it's like, my saddest part of my career is when I get off stage and I walk from the stage back. Because then on that way, all that joy that I had in my life disappears.
It's
in
gone.
That walk. And by the time I get
you're
to the
driving back, home by yeah, yourself, yeah. Like, all right, well.
Like this didn't work and this didn't work.
Yeah.
And why was that person like in the back sleeping? Like you just get everything is in your head and it's the worst. But that moment,
it's nothing like
oh
it.
Oh my God, it's the best.
We got a couple minutes left. Again, you're doing the Christmas show tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, American Comedy Co., 8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, and you can get your tickets at American Comedy Co.
You can get AmericanComedyCo.com, and they're doing a thing right now, because like I wanted it to be free, and that's not really a thing that you can do anymore,
right,
I guess.
Right.
But they're great. I've worked with them since they've been around, like years and years and years and stuff. So they're doing this thing where if you buy a ticket, you can get like a $20 gift card that you can use for food and drinks. So it's
awesome.
Like, it's as close to free as you can get.
I love it.
In retrospect. So if you go to AmericanComedyCo.com.
Unless you're too embarrassed to use the gift card.
Which I
you've already gotten.
Listen to that on the way. Yeah. Like, what are you guys talking about?
I get
about,
a little
free stuff is radio. When I worked in radio, if I didn't get free stuff, I'd be pissed off. Remember when they used to, they still might do it. I'm sorry if you have to go, but they still might do it. But remember when we used to get to go to the fair?
Oh, yeah. On the
house. Still
media
do
day
it?
At
yeah,
the fair.
Yeah. Yeah. They brought it back. It was gone for a while,
God.
But it's back.
It was like,
well, they don't do the full preview night where it was like closed and only
yeah, that's
meetings.
What I meant. There was the preview night.
They do a tiny little
yeah.
paddock.
Oh no! I was like Templeton and Charlotte's Web. I was just running around the
yes.
fair,
sampling funnel cakes,
everything,
and
dude,
big
everything.
Turkey legs.
Oh, I want to go on the slide. You
that's
damn
not
right
for podcasters. That's only for serious media,
old
Dallas.
Media.
No, we
serious
don't even get to do it. Hey, listen, there's. Sorry, go ahead. I saw you about to talk, and I got sad.
It's the music playing. That means our heart out is coming in about 20 seconds. I just wanted to thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you,
good
guys.
Stuff,
yeah,
man.
Come
really
see
appreciate
it tomorrow night.
Dallas McLaughlin. Thank
please.
You so much.
See you, brother.
Tomorrow, the urine review.
Yes.
We will go back to some of our favorite moments of 2025 before the Christmas and holiday extravaganza on Friday. For Paulie Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.